As usual, any team news, knocks, bruises, injuries?
I'm still missing Adama Traoré, Carlos Sanchez, Jordan Amavi, of course, who is progressing, but of course not fit yet to play. That's it.
How have you dealt with the psychological blows that you and your team are having to sort of take on a week-in, week-out basis at the moment? I mean, one 4-0 defeat, one 6-0 defeat on its own is hard enough to bounce back from, but when they're almost so close together, how hard is it hitting everybody?
Of course, it's very tough, but, you know, firstly, we are professional. Everybody's professional, and as this, you have no choice. You have to do your best and to question yourself about your performance, about your commitment, your dedication to the situation. We are professional in a huge football club with a huge history, and we have a huge responsibility to do our best. Then that's what I asked to the player after the last game, that everybody should be able to look oneself at the mirror every morning and say, I've done the maximum what I could do. And then secondly, to answer to your question, this is work. You have to work, you know. We are in a business where if you don't want to work, if you don't want to work a lot at the training session, I haven't got another word in English, but you know, it's as simple as that. When you are in the situation where we are in, there is no question about leaving too much place for the doubt, you know. And then if you don't want to have too much doubt, you have to work a lot.
I don't know where you are on anger as an emotion. You know, when you're a player, if you're having to deal with frustration and anger, and there is a good way to channel your anger and frustration, do you think that maybe that Villa could be a little bit more angry as a team?
I think so, to be fair, but not, you know, when you look at our games, I think that we had good moment of football, not especially creative football. I'm not stupid, you know, but I know that with the tool I have, with the kind of team I have, I think sometimes we gave the right answer. I mean, when you look at our first 45 minutes at Stoke, at Manchester City, you cannot say that the players are not giving 100%. Mm. The problem is that as soon as we concede a goal, we seem to be so fragile and to lose all the confidence that we try to build in defending well. Mm. And I know that some people have questioned about the plan that I put in some games, to which would have been too defensive or something like that, but you know, you have to be realistic when you go to play Manchester City away or all this kind of team. You have to know that firstly, we have to defend very well, and mostly because as well we know that maybe we became very fragile as soon as we concede a goal. Then I always thought that to attack well, you have to defend very well. This is a principle that I have always in mind, and even teams that are attacking very well, if you look at Dortmund or Liverpool or even Tottenham, before attacking well, if you look well the game as a manager and not only as a spectator, you can see that they made a lot, huge effort to regain the ball very quickly. Mm.
And I guess being back at home as well, and again, it's a similar kind of test because Spurs have got a lot to play for, chasing the title. It's a similar kind of test. And even if you lose on Sunday, people want to see you lose with a bit of fight, a bit of aggression about you for 90 minutes.
Yes, but you know, you can guess that I'm not asking my player not to fight, you know. Then of course, but I know as well, to be fair, as a player, I have not to be much involved in this kind of situation where you lose so many games, not as well as a manager or as an assistant manager like I was, then I guess that for the player it's quite difficult to cope with this psychological aspect of the game now, which is for the last 7 or 8 months we have been in trouble a lot of time, many times, and every individual confidence has been damaged by this situation. And but then, as I told you, we are professional. There is no place for weak people, for weak characters in this business. And you have to be strong in the field, like you are in the life.
Working hard is, and we've seen them work hard under you, but the difference between working hard and desire, there's a difference.
Yeah.
You can work on technique, but you can't put desire into people. So are you already thinking about changes, planning for next season? Have you already got that in your mind?
I would speak more than desire. I would like to speak about passion. You know, when you are a professional football player, you have to forget that sometimes you are professional. I mean, you have to realize that you are doing your passion as a business, but this is your passion, you know. All of us, where we were kids, where we were 12 or 13 or 14, we had dreams to wear a shirt, and a professional shirt, and to play in stadium like Villa Park, like everywhere in the Premier League or in Europa, in European games. Then now we all have these opportunities to do this. And then even though it's very difficult, even though there is a lot of painful situation that we have to cope with, you should never forget that this is an incredible opportunity, a chance that we have to play professional games. Then I understand that this is something, when you are in the stand, when you support a team, you don't have the chance, the opportunity, unfortunately, to wear the shirt. And sometimes you don't understand why you don't see so much passion on the field. But then, you know, you have to find the right balance between these two points of view. And people in your life, when you suffer a lot, sometimes it's difficult to cope. But then I try to always to say to my players that this is when things are difficult that the biggest opportunities came out sometime.
Two or three managers now have dealt with the same players virtually, and failed to get that, the very thing you're talking about, passion, which is what the fans want to see as well, have failed to do it. Surely that's the question mark, not against managers, but against footballers, surely.
Yes, what can I answer? What can I say? You know, it's once again, playing professional football at the highest level is a dream when you are young, and dreams give you passion, give you the motivation, give you the strength to cope with the difficulty, and you should never forget that as a player or as a manager.
Finally, from me, it doesn't get any easier, does it? Spurs are very confident, playing well. It doesn't get any easier.
No, of course. They are in the best position that they could have been for the last 10 years, probably. Even though if you look at the table for Spurs the last 10 years, they have been only once below the 10th line of the table at the end of the season. Then it shows you how good, how competitive is this football club becoming the last 10 years. Then, of course, it will be a tough game for us, but it's as well an opportunity to show that we can play a better football than we have done the previous game, and maybe we will have to do the same game that we have done against Leicester, for example, at Villa Park.
With Tottenham's firepower, Villa supporters can't expect you to be gung-ho in the game and attack them, because they just pick you off, won't they?
Of course. When you look at the team sheet and the league table before the games, you can expect that it's not a well-balanced game. But once again, in football, we all speaking about dedication, about passion, and sometimes when you put more passion, more dedication than your opponent, you can close the gap that could be obvious for everybody before the game. And I'm not expecting anything else than my player doing that.
Are you saying, Remy, though, that there has not been enough passion from your players consistently?
No, I'm saying that we are too fragile as soon as we have to cope with a difficult situation in a game, you know. Once again, when you look at our first 45 minutes at City or at Stoke, or the game we won at home against Palace, or the draw against Leicester at home, you know, we don't have to forget all this good stuff that we achieve all together to do. Then it would be too general and too global to say that we are lacking passion. But sometime in the game, yes, when it's becoming very difficult, when things are very hard to cope with, yes, sometimes you can say they are a lack of passion, but only for the last 10 or 20 minutes. You know, you have to be fair on your judgment, on your assessment.
A few days ago, Lord King on our radio station on the BBC said, when asked about you, well, it's really Remy Gard who's got to answer that question. It's all down to Remy, more or less. That's what he said. And you obviously have heard about that since, and I wonder what your reaction is to that.
My reaction is, I never said that I wanted to leave this football club, and I've got a 3 years contract. That's it.
You must have your own private thoughts, though, which would be dependent upon the next couple of months, perhaps.
I always said that everybody will have to sit around a table at the end of the season and to make sure that everybody is on the same tune, on the same line for the future.
And you obviously would have a few things that you would want to be absolutely rock solid in black and white if necessary.
Why not? This is my role as a manager.
Well, I'd be amazed if you didn't.
Exactly, I would be a fool.
Are you seeing much of Tom Fox, the chief executive, and the chairman, Steve Hollis, lately? Are you having many discussions with them?
It's not the time to comment the way this football club is running. You know, I'm more focused on the games that I have to try to win with my players.
You let us know when you are going to be focused on that, then you'll talk to us about that, will you?
Exactly, but I'm not Ferguson, you know. I know who I am, I know where I come from, I know where I want to go, but I have to stay in my position, I have to be realistic. I've done few great stuff in that business already, but I would be, once again, very stupid to compare my career as the Ferguson one.